welcome to the last episode of this season. Girl, we have to talk podcast. I know.
So bittersweet.
I know. But we'll be back in like November. We will. So it's okay. Mm-hmm. Does Maya have a favorite toy?
Maya's not super toy motivated unless I'm actively struggling with her for it.
Katie has this toy that mm-hmm. she loves and she sucks on it like a pacifier. And I like looked it up because I was like, what is wrong with her? But apparently this is like a common thing that some like rescues do if they get taken away from their mom too soon. And so they as like, I know. And so it's like a little, it's like the saddest thing in the world. But like they said, as long as they don't become territorial about it, it's fine. Okay. But like, when you see her, just she's like sitting there with it in her, and she like sleeps on it. She's like a baby. It's like the cutest and the saddest thing you will ever see in your entire life. It is quite ridiculous. Like she just like sits there with a little, her on her little mouth, and she like puts her head on a pillow and sucks it until she goes to sleep, like a little thumb. Oh my goodness, she's doing it right now. That's why I was thinking about it. She's just sitting next to me doing
it. Oh gosh. Hi Kate.
I know. Well, she said anyway, everyone, welcome back. Welcome again. And it's another question episode. And Jamie, do you have any updates that you want to give, or you want to jump right into the question?
Yeah, I don't think so. What about you? Any updates?
Nope, nothing really. I am just like surviving. My cucumbers turned out very well, by the way. I think
that's so great.
Yes, I'm going to be really excited about doing a better job with that next year, but they survived. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I'm growing some pumpkins, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, how fun.
And that's pretty much it. I'm just like, you know, the normal stuff, just like watching TV and working. I've been really mm-hmm. busy with work.
Yep. Me too. Same.
That's
same,
good. Same.
There's a lot to watch right now. So that's nice.
I mean, I'm behind. There's so much stuff to watch that I'm mm-hmm. just like kind
yeah,
of
losing
track.
Yeah, you said you haven't finished The White Lotus yet.
No, but I keep trying
you'll
to
love it. It's so dark. It's great.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be like having some like event-free weekends coming up soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be excited
There's
to
watch
it.
There's a great article on it too, if I can find it still, because it talks about like the three characters that are surprisingly like that really are surprisingly disappointing that you don't expect to be disappointed. Because they're like all the characters are kind of disappointing, but mm-hmm. there are ones that are more obnoxiously disappointing. But this article did just a good job of showing like these people are surprisingly they end up being
like,
more disappointing, and
you
weren't. Yeah, and you don't expect it. And
oh, good.
One of them specifically, I was like, ooh, yeah, that's so like. Well, they're actually I would say all of them. But yeah, I think you. I mean, even though it's dark, I think you'll really appreciate it.
Perfect. I'm excited. I have book club this weekend mm-hmm. and then
I'm pretty sure I'm not going. I'm so sad about that. I really wanted to talk about this book and how it's a book within a book, which I really loved.
I mean, we can talk about it on the podcast if you want. We'll save an episode
okay
for it.
Yeah, I'd love that. Are you watching the show?
I am, so that's what I was. No, I am. Okay. I'm watching the show,
I cannot believe how different the show is.
It's a whole different
show. She
is
an executive producer, the author. So, like, she is a part of this change. So, I'm really curious about that.
And
it's, like, so different. So
it's really different.
I wonder if it was, like, a way to reinvent the story. Because it is taking it farther, I think, in some ways, which is interesting. And it makes me wonder if, like, that there's going to be more episodes, if there's going to be more seasons. I wonder where it's going to go. I'm curious.
Yeah, I think that it's just so different, but it's like funny because she did Big Little Lies, which was very true. So I'm like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah, and then the second season obviously was totally
like
different.
Total.
But I wonder where the influences come for it to be so different. I agree.
Yeah. But definitely we'll talk about that. This is, what is it called? Nine Perfect Strangers.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'll be great. But I've got book club coming up, and that's it. Next weekend, I'm gonna go see Candyman, and maybe take Mike to go paddleboarding because he's never been.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
And that's like basically the extent. I'm like really
I love that you're embracing paddleboarding now.
Yeah, I mean, now that I figured out that I can just get on and sit firmly on my ass, that is, I'm like, perfect.
Do you know there are kayak seats? Like, there are seats that you can turn, make to, so it turns into a kayak.
See, like, yeah, like that's what I'm looking for. Like, I don't want to do too much. I'm like, I don't need to be like trying to like do a lot of crazy stuff. I just genuinely want to sit on my butt and enjoy the view and the water and call it a day. That's it.
I gotcha. I'm hopefully going out tomorrow with a whole group of people. So we'll see if that
Oh my
happens
gosh,
because
that's
of the
gonna, I'm.
weather. I'm like crossing my fingers because usually I can't meet up this early. And I think they meet up maybe every week, but I usually can't meet up as early as I'm meeting them. So
I
we'll
really hope it
see.
happens so you can have a good time. That'll
I
be so
know, me
fun. Finding
too. Me
people who like the
too.
same thing that you like, that'll
Yeah,
be
I think
great.
that's the only frustration about this is, yeah, it's like weather dependent, and I'm trying to figure out how to we're working on trying to continue into the off season, which do people do, so it's possible, but
Yeah, I guess what do you get? Like a wetsuit?
actually a dry suit
Oh,
probably,
okay.
because a wetsuit like doesn't keep you it's not waterproof, and a dry
Got it.
suit is. It's more meant, wetsuits are more meant if you're going to be in the water and it's not super cold.
Gotcha.
Dry suits are more like, if you look at, I don't know if you've ever seen people like kayak in Antarctica, for example, but
No.
they wear dry suits.
Oh, that'd be really cool. That's like a great
Yeah.
thing that you can do.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, let's jump into your question. I'm excited to hear
Yes.
this one.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. So, it's the title is Am I the Asshole for Outright Saying We Can't Have Kids? My fiance apparently always paints his friends and parents a very vague picture why we still don't have kids. The truth is that we are trying, but we can't, and right at the moment, we can't afford treatments. We don't have thousands of euros just lying around. So this is a European couple. Nobody is nosy or rudely asking, in at least my face, when will we have kids? So I never had a chance to tell my position or version. We had a meetup with his friends, and we women chatted among ourselves, and the conversation at some point shifted to kids, babies, et cetera. And I nonchalantly threw in a remark that we can't afford treatment, thus can't have children right now. Conversation didn't dwell on this, so I almost forgot I said that. Apparently, my fiance's cousin, who was also at the party and in that group, told this to her mom, who in turn told this to my future mother-in-law, who is now all panicky. He's the only child and offering financial aid. My fiance is pissed that the word got out, as he didn't want anybody to know. While my stance is that it's nothing to be ashamed of, so I was absolutely transparent about it without even thinking. And that's it. That's the
Okay.
question. Yeah.
I mean, oh, that's a tough one actually, because I totally get why people would want to. I don't think you should have shame about it at all, obviously. But I
Yeah.
also get why people would be like, oh man, I don't want to like broadcast this because I don't want to talk. Maybe it's the financial aspect of it. I'm not really sure. But I guess I could see both sides. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yes, I see what you're saying because there's a financial piece, and that might change things because it, like, when you put a financial piece in there, there's judgment and shame, and people, like, there's a sense of having people feel bad for you, which
Right.
nobody really wants, right? So I get what you're saying. I also get, though, like, how long are you going to keep this a secret? You know, like, are you just never going to say anything to anybody? Like, I don't know. It's like, it's kind of how far you want to go with it.
Yeah, like I don't really know what the right I don't think she's the asshole either way. Like I guess I what I'm saying is I don't think you're an asshole, but also can see why your fiance might be like frustrated
Yeah,
because
and this is probably something they should have talked about sooner. That's also
right.
something I'm thinking.
Yeah. And like also I'm curious too, did she say if it who like is the reason why they can't have kids? Is it more closely aligned to him?
No,
Okay.
but I don't know that she said anything about that. She said they couldn't afford treatment,
Yeah.
thus can't have children. So, but that is a good point. There could be some like masculinity stuff
Like shame on
around
his
it.
end.
Yeah,
And I
that's
think that women, I
possible.
think women feel like that too. Like if
Oh,
it's
I
like
think
they can,
there's definitely more shame
yeah.
put on women, like if they're not fertile, for sure.
Totally. So like I could see like maybe he feels like it's like he's respond like he's the reason why they can't. And so like maybe even though it wasn't said, he still somehow is like taking this on. I don't know. But obviously he has like a really seriously negative reaction to it. And it sounds like they both, like, I mean, honestly, I don't know if she, like, I can't tell if she really wants kids or not. Like, I know that she's, like, open to it, but, like, we can't afford it. But I guess I don't know, like, is the goal to have kids or not, you know, like, have they explored other options, or are they kind of in this place where, like, maybe we're just not going to have kids? And maybe is he okay with that and she's not, or, you know, vice versa. Like, she is okay with that and he's not.
Yeah, maybe there's a larger issue here, but obviously there's something that they haven't talked about that they need to talk about.
Yes, and this might be, like, a really unfortunate but great time to talk about it now that the goose is cooked, or whatever you would call it.
Right, yeah.
The secret's out, so maybe it's a good time to talk about it. Because, like, I mean, now, I don't know how they feel about this, but, like, you've got the option to have mother-in-law help. And to be honest, I have, like, heard from people who are going
through,
like...
Yeah, I mean, could maybe that isn't a bad thing.
Yes, I've heard from people before that have gotten, like, IVF and their parents have helped because that would be, like, a part of their inheritance or something. Or, like...
It could be like a wedding situation, you know, when people pay for part of your wedding, and then it's like, oh, well, but because I'm paying,
right,
you should do things this way.
I want to be all up in your business.
Yeah. Totally. So I think that's the only thing is like, and we also don't know what this mom is like. She could be like a total terror, and this is why. But then again, why wouldn't you talk about it and say like, hey, you know, I think it's really best like that we, you know, hey, just like a heads up that I think it's probably better for us.
We don't want to involve.
Yeah. But maybe he just, if she's bad enough that she shouldn't know. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious. Like, I would love to know, obviously, again, love to know more because I think it's I totally understand his frustration. I actually don't think either one of you are the asshole, which I very rarely say because I guess I can see why he would be upset. But I also understand why you're just like, infertility is no shame, which I totally agree with. I don't, out of everyone who I'm friends with, I think that wants to have kids, maybe two of them have had no fertility issues. It is so common. Yeah. And I just feel like, it makes it better when people just feel comfortable talking about it and it doesn't have to be this horrible thing. But I also get like why he might be like, I would have loved it if we had a plan. But obviously, like, he didn't want to make a plan because he was, like, hesitant to talk about it.
So, I mean, yeah, that's got to be on him, too. It's not just on her, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, the situation where it's kind of forced the issue and you all have to talk about it. Right. So
it's good to talk. So now you're pushed to do it.
Some people need to be pushed. He might be the person who needed to be pushed.
It also makes me wonder if this is like an ongoing issue where he's like, why are you telling people our business? You know, that it could be a perpetual problem, which would be kind of interesting.
I know people like that, but I hope that, people have to have freedom to express their stuff.
Actually, we both know people like that for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think you can't, you know, obviously, definitely relationships need privacy. I'm not saying that, but like also you don't want to be, because that's her truth too. It's her, so she should be able to share that with people.
Right. Yeah. No, so. I totally agree. Maybe it's like figuring out who those people are. Maybe it's people who it's not joined that they both know, you know, it's friends she has. I don't know. But yeah, there's got to be a way. Yeah. It can't be just she can't talk about it. And it can't be just that she can't. Like they might have to compromise in some way.
You can't talk about it. And also like, we're never going to have money for this. So like, you know, like, so we're never going to have, I guess like they really need to have a conversation about.
Yeah. Cause if they're not talking about this, are they talking about how they are going to be able to afford?
Right.
Is that like a goal? And are they actively like working on a financial plan? Yeah.
Because I feel like wasn't her question, am I the asshole for wanting to tell my husband we just shouldn't have kids or something like that? Like,
no, the question was, am I the asshole for outright saying we can't have kids? So what she's saying is we can't have kids without IVF, I'm assuming, or something of some kind of medical intervention. And we don't know why that is. So.
I don't know. I'm excited for her, though. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously some much-needed communication. So I do think this is an opportunity for repair, which is always good in a relationship. We should, you know, I always say, like, we shouldn't avoid conflict because repair is what grows intimacy. So, you know, if you're not having any conflict, then that's actually a problem.
No, totally agree.
Yeah, so this is good. But I mean, yeah, it's hard to, there's not, again, this is a question where there's not a lot of information. So we don't know exactly, like, is the mother a terror? Is right. this a perpetual problem? Is this guy, like, really too private? Which, yeah, could, all those could be true.
Right. Everything that you just said could be true.
Right, right. And maybe she needs to go to therapy to talk about this. Maybe, you know. That could be another option too. Or couples to talk about.
Or
it
both.
Together. Or both, yeah. I think that's ideal. The worst situation is when you have a couple and then you have one person, an individual. It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right.
To the other person, you know? It's not a good situation. So
totally.
Yeah. So I agree. Couples and both seeing individual, those are the best situations.
And you're not the asshole.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that anyone's the asshole here.
Yeah, I think they're both not the asshole. It's just a really sad, and it's not even sad. It's just a really uncomfortable situation.
No, it
that
is
they need
sad.
To...
It is a loss. It is a loss because we are told that we should not have any problems having children, just like we're told we're never supposed to have any pain. And neither one of that is actually true, but that's what we're told. And so when that doesn't happen, something's wrong with us.
Yeah.
And... yeah, that's really, it's shitty. There's definite shame, I think, especially for women.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that because I'm a woman. I'm sure for men, it could be especially too, you know, because there's so much masculinity about spreading your seed. And can't spread your seed and all, I know it's so stupid. But I don't know of, I think what's different is I don't know, I'm not sure that I feel that women would leave a man in the same way that a man would leave a woman for the same reason.
Yeah, I think we've had a question about that before.
Right. Exactly. We did. Mm-hmm. Where he was just like,
this isn't what I signed up for. Bye.
Right. And didn't even want to just, So I think that's the thing, is the entitlement that men have around, well, I should just be able to have kids, you know, with my partner, and it shouldn't be a problem. And I think there are men out there who won't even go as far as to find out if they're the issue. They just will assume it's the woman.
Yep. Like King Henry. Anyway.
Yep.
Okay.
That's an extreme example of that.
I am, that's like my other obsession. It's just like learning everything about his wives and how sad their lives were.
Oh gosh.
He is quite the terror. Like, he has just raped people and just, oh my God, so bad. Anyway.
I mean, it does sound like that's mean. Never mind.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. This is sort of unrelated. I should send you this article. It's a funny article, but, cause it's really like, it's a funny offshoot of this, but there was a guy who sued Bumble because he wasn't able to contact women first, and he the lawsuit. I'm not even kidding. And choose any other fucking, like, of the million other dating apps, just don't go on Bumble. But of course, because you're a guy.
Like, I'm so annoyed.
I know. It's such entitlement. It's such.
And he actually won.
Yeah, he won, and I think he got more super likes for men or something. I don't know, something stupid.
Goodbye.
But then the article goes on to say, what do, like, heterosexual women get for all the bullshit they deal with in dating apps? Oh, I posted this on Facebook, so you might have seen it that way. But, like, so they gave all these different examples. Like, for the woman who, like, gets the unsolicited dick pic, a Georgia O'Keeffe painting, and then the next person that sends you an unsolicited dick pic gets the last one, and so on and so on and so on.
I don't know a single woman in my life that has never received an unsolicited.
One that was like, for the woman who hasn't said anything, and the guy's like, I'm not looking for anything serious. You don't have to have anything serious with him or actually anything at all. It's just funny. It's a funny article. But I posted it because I am starting to, I think, like, I really feel like it's important to share about that part of my life, about what it's like to be uncouple, what it's like on dating apps, because I think, you know, not everybody knows, and I don't always share that. I might share, like, when I'm dating someone, what that's like, but not the dating app experience, mm-hmm. or being single or whatever. So, and I feel like other people share parts of their lives, that I don't get to share, like having kids or being with a partner. And I'm like, this is part of what I want to share.
Yeah.
And it feels like empowering to do that because I don't think I'm doing it in a complaining way. I think this was really funny. So I was just like, you know, if you're curious, like what online dating's like, is it fun? Sometimes. Is it, you know, can you find someone? Sure. Like, just like you can, like it, you know, it's just about luck and whatever. Right. But for some people, it's kind of more like this. Because I think for people, sometimes it's like who haven't done online dating or they haven't done in a while, it seems exciting. Like, ooh. And it's like, yeah. And like also these other things happen in online dating. It's kind of shitty too. You know, just like marriage, just like having kids, like, mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, there are great parts of it and there are shitty parts of it.
So. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I've never heard from, I don't know anyone who's like, this is the most fun time of my life. Like it.
No, I agree. But I think it's when you don't have someone in your life that you know is on a dating app that hasn't shared their experience. And there are definitely people out there like that.
Well, I want them to just hear from someone else.
I agree. That's why I'm sharing it.
You're like, that's me. I'm telling them. Yeah,
because I think I told you, I used to have a friend who did a lot of single shaming. One thing she said to me, I don't know if I ever told you that she said this specifically, but she once said to me, you have the most exciting dating life of anyone I know. And I literally was not dating that much. I wasn't even online dating actually at that time. I was in my mid 20s and I met someone at a bar that I was dating and I had just moved back from New York. And like, I hardly did. Like I probably had a few serious relationships, dated a few people, but nothing like what I did in online dating. And that's what she told me. And I was just like, okay, I don't even know. Because that, it made me feel like I was an animal in a zoo. I don't know if that's what she meant. But like she could have used different language. She mm-hmm. could have been like, wow. Or no, I don't even think she said exciting. I think she said interesting, which was even worse. Exciting would have been more positive.
Sure. Yeah. Definitely more than interesting.
Yeah. Maybe saying like, oh, like you have, like you seem like you're having a lot of fun.
Right.
That would have been fine, you know, or, oh, this sounds, you know, like I'd love to hear more. Like, tell me what's going on. But like, yeah, to like make say it's interesting or exciting. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to take away from that, but she used to say things to me like, have you tried online? What about online dating? What about speed dating? And she, you know, got married. She met her husband when she was 17 and she got married before she was 21 or right around 21. So, you know, that's why she was saying that because she didn't have experience with it.
Yeah, and I'm sure in her mind, because she got married so young, she's probably like, I missed out on all the fun.
Yeah, in some ways, I think that's very repressed. That's not what she would say. But she did say something to me when we turned 30. I think she is a year younger than me, which is annoying. Like whenever I'm turning 30, whatever, she's turning one younger age. So we're almost like a full year apart, even though we were in the same grade. But she did say something to me when she turned 30 or around 30, like, what do I do now? I have kids. I got married and I have a career. I sort of accomplished all of the things. And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't know what you do now. I mean, so that's the closest thing that she's ever said to, I think, you know, maybe thinking about a different kind of life.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, maybe she meant that, but to me, it just comes across as judgment, especially as we get older. And she'll ask me one time, I think I told you more recently, she asked me like, well, what are you looking for anyways? Like she was going to then preach to me like how to date or something. I don't know.
I think people should just let people do what they have to do.
She thought she was being supportive and that maybe I was asking, which I wasn't asking. I honestly don't think we followed similar paths. So I don't think the advice she could offer me would actually be very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm glad to not be in her situation. And totally. I think she's probably glad to not be in mine. Like we just want different things and that's fine. It's not that I judge her for her life. It seems like her life fits her and my life fits me. So
I think people have a hard time understanding that because it seems like if you don't do what they're doing,
then that means, then it's a judgment on them.
But, right. And it's not.
Right. And I mean, I shouldn't say I never judged her. I definitely, in her career, like, we had some issues around that. And I'll be accountable for that, that I was judgmental. So, you know, but I don't think in terms of, maybe now that I'm thinking about it, I'm sure like, I think judgments come across when we don't mean them sometimes. So
totally. I think everybody does it. So,
well, yeah, it's a part of being human for sure. So, but yeah, but I should send that article to you
because
it's short and funny. And
I think I saw it on your Facebook page though. So if it was the same one, I'm pretty sure I can for it.
Yeah, no,
I think I read the post. I liked it.
Oh, maybe you did. Sorry if that's I'm okay. not remembering.
No, I mean, I didn't comment on it. And I was what like, was this cool is too not for is, me, is
then like a bunch of like, yeah, not a bunch, but some friends who are single totally also like commented on it and were giving their opinions and stuff. One of them was like talking about the pictures of the guys that take pics in their cars.
Yeah.
Which I always find really interesting. Why? I think it's because they must have a phone holder. And so it's like,
I don't know. Good,
but that's so sad that that's what makes you think. But I had made a comment that like, I'm so glad when they like don't take their seatbelt off because I'm so glad to know they're safe drivers.
Yeah, I think I read this and then
it's like the laziest thing.
Yeah, I think I liked it but didn't comment because I was like, this is not for me.
But that's totally a judgment. Yeah. I mean, some people might be fine with pictures in cars. And I'm sure I've talked to people who like, have because at tidbit. The end of the day, it's like, all right, well, I can't. I don't know.
Are you a nice human? We'll yeah, try to work exactly, on the car exactly. Situation.
Like maybe there'll be some things I'll compromise on, but yeah, it's really interesting. So,
well, thank you for talking. It was a great season, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Yes. Have a great break.
Yes, you too. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.